This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. The evening of January 20th, 2026, at the Downtown Civic Center in Prince George Clathley Tinay, BC Premier David Eby gave a keynote address to open the BC Natural Resources Forum. The event seeks to connect industry professionals, community and First Nation representatives, and relevant representatives from all levels of government with one another. For the fourth year in a row, Premier Eby has attended this local event. There, he outlined the importance of trade diversification and natural resource development, particularly within the mining sector, for the province and even the country's future. He elaborated on a few of the obstacles along the way. These ambitions, of course, affect northern BC. While the full-length address can be found on www.cfur.ca, CIFA Radio presents the following summary.
It's great to see everybody here. Last time I was here, I made a clear commitment to you. I said our government would be focused on economic growth, that we would work with you on responsible resource development, and that we would bring more certainty and speed and clarity to how projects move forward in British Columbia. I said that as times changed, and without doubt we are in changing times, that our government would change too. I said then, and I still believe today, that natural resource development is the key to how we will create the wealth that makes everybody better off in this province. I have absolutely no doubt but that BC's resources set us up to uniquely thrive in this rapidly changing world. The opportunities are exceptional and unique in British Columbia. I often point to, and I'm very proud of the fact, that we have four times more major private sector projects on the Government of Canada's major projects list than any other province in Canada. It's why I've been making the case across the country, including to the Prime Minister and to my colleagues at, around the Council of Federation table, the other premiers, that BC will be the economic engine of the new economy that we are building as Canadians. I know that you know it's true. Mining already employs more than 40,000 people in this province, and we, with the support of Artemis and so many others in this room, are going to grow that number dramatically.
With uncertainty looming over trade relationships with the United States, the Premier referenced ongoing trade negotiations domestically between provincial borders and also internationally with India, where some quickly growing provinces have a strong interest in mineral and energy resources. The strength of the demand is speculative, but the Premier made mention of some large numbers.
In the provinces that I was visiting, growth rates are between 8 and 10% annually, and the companies all expect that to continue for many years. We're going to be playing matchmaker between the promising opportunities here in British Columbia and these major companies. Last year, I committed to expanding markets and reducing reliance on any one trading partner without mentioning any names. We've worked hard to deliver on that. BC led the charge nationally to break down trade barriers across the country between provinces, and now companies can sell their goods, as long as it's not food or alcohol, across the country without barriers. The good news about the work that we chaired on that is that businesses can sell their products coast to coast now, and we're pushing hard to get Ontario to buy BC wine. I don't know what the issue is, but we're working hard on it. You know, I think that that this moment is one that's really focused the minds of a lot of people, and I would include our government in that group. The silver lining of the threats we're seeing from the president currently is that Canadians generally, and I think certainly British Columbians, and more than ever before, really recognize the crucial importance of the resource sector and the work that's done here to create wealth and independence for our country. And that is a shift, and it's a shift that I've seen in government itself. It's a shift that I've seen among just...
While these goals are ambitious, Premier Eby acknowledges some primary factors to address if the province is to succeed on this path, namely the supply of skilled workers, provincial relations with First Nations, and permitting speeds affecting industrial projects. First, Eby addressed the debate sparked over a recent court decision casting uncertainty over provincial land titles.
We're advancing agreements to build the North Coast Transmission Line in partnership with the Nechako Nations. They'll join other First Nations in a partnership that will speed FID for $50 billion in private sector investment across the Northwest, which brings me to reconciliation, a hot topic I know here. Let me be very clear off the top. Repealing the Declaration of Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act or ending negotiations with First Nations, as some people have suggested, would not speed things up in this province. It would not reduce conflict, and it would not attract investment. In fact, it would be at high risk of driving away. The Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People is not an obstacle to development in this province. It's one of the reasons why some projects are moving forward. The concept of First Nations title wasn't invented by this provincial law. It's grounded in Section 35 of Canada's Constitution. That section and the courts have been clear. Indigenous title exists in British Columbia. Repealing the Declaration Act doesn't make title claims go away. Instead, it would remove the roadmap that we've set out with First Nations about how to resolve these matters outside of court. It would bring us to more conflict in court, and it would slow projects down. But recently, the courts have weighed in with decisions that have they've created real confusion about what the Declaration Act is about and what reconciliation means in practice, and these questions have to be addressed. So I want to be very clear about the bright lines that our government will not cross. First, our opinion, my belief, is that reconciliation is the business of government-to-government relationships between the provincial government, the federal government, and First Nations governments. It is not for the courts to take over. And that's why we're going to amend the declaration this spring to make that intent explicit. Second, issues of private property. For our government, private property is non-negotiable. People's homes and businesses are not bargaining chips, full stop. We will challenge court decisions, and we are challenging a court decision that blurs that line. But we cannot and we will not abandon our work to build lasting partnerships that support good jobs and benefit everyone. It is really the only path forward for this province.
Secondly, Premier Eby noted an approach to address the need for skilled workers in the province.
Making sure that people have the skills and the abilities to take the jobs that are being created by the folks in this room and by people in every corner of this province is absolutely crucial, which is why we announced we're doubling our investment in skilled trades training for the next decade.
This is in part reference to a $241 million fund announced November 14th, 2025, that is to be invested in BC's trades training system over the next 3 years. But finally, Premier Eby expressed urgency over increasing the speed and clarity of the province's permitting processes.
Since 2019, we've been working hard to reduce mine permitting times. We've reduced them by about 35%. And it was last year that we worked with Centerra and we made extension of the mine life, their application that they were making to us a priority. And we piloted the second round of our concurrent application review and consultation process that was first deployed at Highland Valley Copper. It cut permitting time in half for that process. And I just want to walk you through what that means. It meant that in 2025, March 31st, Centerra initiated the process with us, and it was done in 10 months. I think our minds are focused, the leadership is there, and what we have to do is seize this window, which is why I'm obsessed with my team about permitting speed, about cutting down those times, about maintaining high standards, but getting to those permits in hand faster so that we don't miss this moment. That is a responsibility on us. Certainly on our partnership with First Nations governments and on proponents for us all to work together, that the materials come in on time, that we process them quickly, and we get moving, because going from concept to delivery is the window that we're in right now. It feels like it won't always be there.
It ought to be noted that areas of northern BC provide the setting for much of the activity referred to in Premier Eby's address.
What the North Coast Transmission Line delivers is not just electricity, it delivers certainty. It doubles the line between Terrace and Prince George. It builds in full backup power for the North Coast.
That's an electrical transmission project with BC Hydro. There's also the Clisms LNG project, as well as mineral projects.
Because of complex negotiations and years of this work with the mining sector building capacity, the Tahltan Nation and BC now share decision-making over Red Chris and Eskay mine projects. In part, this is due to the roadmap to stay out of court and find paths forward working in partnership with nations. ultimately bringing more clarity for investment, jobs, and responsible development. And that clarity matters. Proponents know who they're working with, decisions are made closer to the ground, and projects can move forward with confidence.
The Northwest is a section of the province that's going to see, that has seen, because of LNG Canada Phase 1, all the activity out of the Port of Prince Rupert, huge change and development. So we did the Northwest, the Resource Benefits Alliance Agreement, where we supported, I think it's about 20 local governments with additional predictable funding. That the mayors were championing for a while. I was very happy to deliver that crucial.
While Premier David Eby sees the trade dispute with the USA as a significant obstacle and a motivating factor to diversify trading partners, he did drop a note of optimism.
But we also know that the world around us is growing more uncertain. Global instability is reshaping markets. Trump's threats and tariffs are putting real pressure on Canadian workers and industry. The Prime Minister said just today, we are in the midst of a rupture, not a transition. But I can tell you, there is nowhere else in the world I would rather be to face these challenges and these threats than right here in British Columbia.
And that concludes CIFRA Radio's summary of the keynote address delivered by BC's NDP Premier David Eby on January 20th, 2026, at the BC Natural Resources Forum in Prince George, Claylie-Tinay. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFRA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.